Today is Monday, March 4th, the first day of the third week of Lent, a unique Lenten journey where I am uniting with my brothers and sisters from Bridgetown Church in a season of united prayer and fasting, seeking an increase of faith to come alive in me and in us between now and resurrection morning. As I enter into prayer now, I slow my body and quiet my mind, setting my whole being in the presence of the living God who is ever present to me, aiming all of my desire at the Father who loves to give good gifts to his children, who sets a table for me in the presence of my enemies, and who prepares a place for me even now.
May the Lord answer you when you are in distress.
Abba Father, in this Lenten season of prayer and fasting, I remember Jesus in the wilderness now, fasting for 40 days of testing and temptation. Jesus resisted lesser appetites out of desire, not duty, desire for me, to call me his own and to bring me home. Holy Spirit, would you awaken my desire now, the greater hunger for which I am resisting lesser loves? Would my day begin and my prayer flow from the deep longing that I am holding before you this Lenten season?
Today's reading is from Psalm 20. May the Lord answer you when you are in distress. May the name of the God of Jacob protect you. May he send you help from the sanctuary and grant you support from Zion. May he remember all your sacrifices and accept your burnt offerings. May he give you the desire of your heart and make all your plans succeed. May we shout for joy over your victory and lift up our banners in the name of our God. May the Lord grant all your requests. Now this I know, the Lord gives victory to his anointed. He answers him from his heavenly sanctuary with the victorious power of his right hand. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. They are brought to their knees and fall, but we rise up and stand firm. Lord, give victory to the King. Answer us when we call.
If I were to name the collective straitjacket that is clinging to many in our city, it would go by the names of distress, sorrow, anxiety, and pain. These emotions are isolating and destructive. Yet I am reminded of the promise of Jesus who is with us as he says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." God, I confess that there are many times when I feel that you do not hear me, let alone that you will answer me. I ask that you meet me in my doubt and that you would rejuvenate my hope. At this moment, I choose to resist my hunger and to lean into the deeper things. Would you hear my cries? Would you accept my sacrifice? And would you open my ears to hear your voice? As I return to this ancient prayer, I ask that my voice would join with the saints of old, who have worn the narrow path I walk on today, and that I would, like them, entrust my whole life into your faithful hands today, Lord.
May the Lord answer you when you are in distress.
I have heard it said that we should not just clean out the cobwebs, but we should go after the spider. As I reflect on the distresses that exist inside of me, I can only think of how it is nothing more than a cobweb. During this Lenten fast, I am expectant to sharpen my attention and my ability to perceive the voice of the Lord, that He might highlight the root or the spider causing all these webs. Holy Spirit, the great counselor, I submit to your lead. Lord Jesus, my Savior, I trust you in the midst of frenzied thought. I submit the distresses of my soul to you, the one who hears. Now, as I enter into this new day, I raise my voice with the praise of Psalm 113. From the rising of the sun to its setting, the name of the Lord is to be praised. Father, help me to live this day deeply and fully, in touch with my deep desire from waking till sleeping, perceiving your presence in the day's plans and interruptions. And regardless of what this day holds, may your praise be on my lips at this sun's setting, as it is now with the sun's rising. Amen.